Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the second parak of Maseches Me'ilah. Chatzos Ov, Molin Ba, Mishe Huktisha. A Chatzos Ov is subject to Me'ilah from the moment you are Maktish it. Nimlika, once you do the Malika of the Chatzos Ov, Hukshu the Pasul B'Tvul Yom. It now becomes even more holy and can become Pasul by a Tvul Yom coming in contact with it. Tvul Yom is someone who is Tameh and went to the Mikvah but needs to wait to nightfall for the Tahara to really take effect. Or Kippurim. Not only that, even if they already had nightfall, but they need to bring karbanos to finish their tahara process, so they also would passel it once it had malika. Ubelina, or if blood was left over overnight instead of being nizrak on the mizbeach, who's a dama? Once you did the hazas adam on the mizbeach, chayev nala mishum pigul noser v'tamei. Now it becomes subject to the dinim of pigul noser and tamei ve'ein b'me'ila. Once you did the izrika sadam with the Hazar Saddam, it's no longer subject to Me'ilah because now Kohanim are allowed to eat the Chatos Ha'of. And as we said, the rule is whenever there's a Het to the Kohanim, Me'ilah goes away. Now Mishnah Beis. Ola Sa'of, Molin Bamisho Huktashan. Ola Sa'of is subject to Me'ilah from the moment you're Makdish it. Nimlika, once you do the Malika, Huchshali, possible to Tvulyom and Mechusu Kippurim, it becomes holy enough to become ruined by Tvulyom and Mechusu Kippurim, Ubalina, or by the blood being left overnight. Mitza Dama, once the Kohen squeezes out the blood onto the Mizbeach, which is what you do with an Olas Oaf, instead of sprinkling it, you squeeze. Chayav Nala Mishum Pigul Noser, in both of them, you don't use a Kli. It goes straight from the neck of the bird. But by a Chatos Oaf, you sort of throw it from the neck of the bird. By the Olas Oaf, you squeeze it. Chayav Nala Mishum Pigul Noser Tameh. So once you do the Mitza Saddam, see, it's subject to Pigul Noser Tameh. Umolin Ba'achete Silbei Sadashan. And it's going to be subject to Me'ilah until the whole thing is fully burnt on the Mizbeach, and then you bring out the ashes outside of Yerushalayim. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we said that a Chatos Ha'of, the second you're Makdish, it is subject to Me'ilah. When the second you do the Malika, it could become possible with the Tvul Yom Mechusu Kippurim, or by leaving the blood overnight. And the second you do the Hazaz Hadam, it's Chayiv Mishum Pigul Noser V'Tameh, but the Me'ilah goes away. And in Mishnah Beis, we said that an Olas Ha'of, the second you're Makdish, it's subject to Me'ilah. When you do the Malika, it could become possible Tvul Yom, Mechus Kippurim, Ubalina. When you do the Mitzah Saddam, then it becomes Chayv Mishum Pigul Noser V'Tameh. But it's still subject to Me'ilah because it's not yet Mutal Kohanim. It's never going to be Mutal Kohanim. The whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach. The only time it's no longer subject to Me'ilah is when it's brought out to the Beis Hadesh and after it's been fully burnt, because then it's already fully Nasis Mitzvah. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.